Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul bring in the news to your ears? This is the place for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your ears.
On your
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul. I am Janice Jackson, and today is April 15th, 2009. Today we will be coming to you, we are coming to you live from Houston, Texas. It is 4 p.m. Central Time. Today we have a fantastic show for you, so make sure you join us in the show today. Me and my friends are going to be tackling the subject, Own Up to the Truth. Own Up to the Truth. And that is a very good subject, considering that sometimes we massage people's feelings by telling a little white lie. Or we somebody say, well, does this outfit look nice? And we don't have the courage to tell them, baby, you need to try it again. So today we're talking about own up to the truth. And we're going to have my friends on today. We're going to have Sister Pat Williams. We're going to have Ms. Vernon today. I'm going to have my friends on today, and we're going to really talk about this thing. So please join us. Please join us in this discussion today. When you call in, the call-in number is 347-826-9424. You want to make sure that you go to blogtalkradio.com. You register as a listener, and you find My Gospel Soul, and you register as a listener for My Gospel Soul as well, because I need my listeners to represent. I need you to sign in. I need you to register. I need to let the people know that people are listening to My Gospel Soul. So don't be shy. Call in. Talk with us, and we will honor your questions. We also want to let you know about some upcoming shows we have going on. We have next Friday, we're going to have Dr. Imbaugh from Harris County. He's going to be calling in, and he's going to be sharing with us about Coumadin and diabetes. He's going to also be advertising his, letting us know about his private practice that may be soon to come. So we want y'all to tune in for that show next week. Some of us think that just because We are not, just because we do not have diabetes or just because we don't have to deal with the heart, that we don't have to worry about diabetes. But we are all affected by diabetes. Diabetes is an epidemic in our community, not just blacks, but, you know, not just black people, African-American people, you know. And we're going to be also having some specialists come in and talk about AIDS and HIV, talk about cancer, and talk about the different things. We're going to have nutritionists to talk about our about how we should be eating. Everything that looks good is not good for us. Everything that tastes good is not good for us. My husband's doctor tells him all the time, salt is poison. Throw it out. It's true, because it is taking a lot of us out of here. Black, Caucasian, Indian, Hispanic, you whatever, African, you know, Jamaican. Salt does not say, okay, I'm just going to affect black people, or I'm just going to affect white people, or I'm just going to, cancer does not have a set agenda on who it's going to attack. It's hereditary through some people. Some people, there's no trace of cancer in their family, and then they find a lump, you know. So we want to be a show about educating, and so we want to make sure that you tune in on Fridays. We're going to start having some specialists come on, you know, and they're excited, and we're excited as well. Like I say, my friends are going to be on in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about own up to the truth. If someone accusing you of something and you keep denying it, but the truth of the matter is you really did it. If someone going down the road of destruction and they keep looking at you for the truth to come out of you, for you to tell them the truth, but instead of you telling them the truth to their face, you go home and you talk about it at home. You talk the truth at home, but you lie to your friend's face. We always like to pull out subjects that are going to cover a lot of areas. It's going to cover friendship. It's going to cover true friends. It's going to cover your relationship, marital relationships, how the husband won't tell the truth about the wife spending. She's spending too much. The husband won't tell the wife, or the wife won't tell the husband he's eating too much, and she just watches him get big, and his health spiral out of control. This is about the truth. When is it okay to tell the truth? When is it all right to tell the truth? You know, we always like to end this show to always let our resource be, one of our resources be the Word of God. And in the Word of God, it says the truth shall make you free. A lot of people say set you free. I do hair, and when you set hair, after a while, that hair is going to fall out, fall down, and you got to reset it again. But the Word of God say, make you free. In other words, when it makes you free, that's just how it is. If you're free indeed. So we're going to be talking about that. Own up to the truth. Own up to the truth. You get rid of something that you keep denying. You got rid of. What do I mean? I mean, have your wife been walking around that house looking for her old duster, and you threw it out because you didn't like it, and you keep telling her, baby, I don't know where that duster went. I don't know where that old moo-moo went. You know where it went. You got rid of it while she was asleep. You probably burnt it up. This is the show for you today. You know, I always tell my friend, Pastor St. Matt, I tell her all the time, we're gonna keep it moving. So another thing that we want to make sure that we keep in mind is that when telling, it helps a person to always see you for who you are. They'll never be confused. When you tell them something, they trust in what you said, because they know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to be the one to tell them the truth. And I think it's sometimes sad when we see our relatives struggle through drug abuse or struggle just with anything, and we won't tell them the truth. You throw the rock and hide your hand, but you'll gossip all on the phone lines about them behind their back, but you'll smile in their face. It's still a form of lying. So when we come back from this call, we want you to call in and talk on our subject, own up to the truth.
Destiny was hell. Find myself all alone, wondering what went wrong. Lord, I put my trust in you. You're the one to get me through. Please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you.
Today we're going to be doing a different snippets from different songs from my CD. I am going to be singing Saturday in a soul fest. I'm going to read the flyer over the air so people will know where the show is going to take place. And again, we are in Houston, Texas. It's a gospel talent search, and it's called Soul Church USA Television Show. It's going to be hosted by Houston's Rod C. Wynn, founder of Rod and Staff. It's going to be Saturday, April 18th. It's going to be Saturday, April 18th at 3:30 p.m. And if you are interested in being in this talent search, you want to register at 1-866-495-1668. You want to register. They're going to have free audience prizes. They're going to have the first prize is $500. The second prize is $300. The third place prize is $200. The fourth place prize is $100. The fifth and eighth place prize is $50. So if you fall in one of those categories, believe me, you will get a prize. So even if you just want to be a part of the studio audience, the address, the name of the place where they're having it is West Oaks Fellowship Church. 14440 Richmond Avenue. That's on Richmond, just east of Highway 6 near West Oaks Mall. So come on, because they have prizes not just for the contestants, but also for the audience. Awesome, awesome event. It's going to be televised. You might just want to do a cameo. Praise the Lord. I got my friends on the line. I got Miss V on the line. We know her as Pastor Verna, Pastor St. Mary, but I call her Miss V from time to time, and she's on the line.
Hello. How you doing, Lady J?
Oh, all right. Now, I like that. We also have my friend, Sister Patricia on the line. Are you there?
Good afternoon.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well,
I'm at work, so y'all have to excuse me. I'm going to be listening like for the first 15 minutes until I get out of here because it gets really noisy. And I'm just going to listen in for the first 15 minutes, and then I'll come in from time to time, okay?
All righty. So today I've been out in the streets promoting for My Gospel Soul. We went into Suit You, and Suit You, if you go into Suit You, you'll see a display for supporting, sponsoring My Gospel Soul, you know. Buy some candy now. Buy some candy for My Gospel Soul. Help support this radio broadcast. So Suit You is a very strong supporter with My Gospel Soul. And that's on Griggs and Cullen if you're in the Houston area. We've also did a lot. We've done hand out a lot of flyers. We're letting people know that if you register 10 listeners, if you register 10 listeners, you could possibly win a space on My Gospel Soul website. On My Gospel Soul website, and we will be doing sending out, if I don't have your email address, you need to email me at pastorj.jackson, that's all lowercase, at live.com. You need to register. You need to register as a listener. Have a listening party. I will come to your house if you have internet connection. You can call your friends, and we will have a show dedicated to you. You can talk about what you want to talk about, but in this listening party, you have to register 10 people in order to get the spot on My Gospel Soul's website. Now, you can go overboard, you can go beyond, and you can get 25 listeners. You can register 25 listeners. But the deal is they have to be registered as listeners of My Gospel Soul. We have plenty of other broadcasts and different people that you may go on and find and want to listen to. But this promotion is to register and to become a listener with My Gospel Soul. Miss V,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Tell
us what you did today. Now, is it my understanding that you got us a promotional spot today?
Yes, I'm working on that. Matter of fact, I'm working on that a little before I got on air, Lady J, trying to promote My Gospel Soul, and we have some very good prospects.
All right.
About it.
Well, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. I was sharing with them earlier. I spoke with a couple of physicians, a pediatrician and a diabetes doctor, and he's also a Coumadin doctor, and he has agreed to come on a Friday. So I want the people to be, if I don't have your email, I need for you to email your to email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com. Email me your information so that I can so you can get these emails. I need you in my address book so that when I send out my emails and everything, you can get one. You can know what we're doing. You can know what places we're going to show up at. And those that are listening that may want My Gospel Soul to promote, do an advertisement for you, email me your information, your contact information, either me or Miss V will get back with you. You know, Miss V, you got some things that you do too. As you know, Miss V is Pastor St. Mary's. That means Pastor St. Mary, God has a ministry. So why don't you talk a little bit about that before we get all into our discussion today?
I sure will, Lady J. Well, my name is Pastor Verna St. Mary. I have a ministry called Jesus of Nazareth Church, where his active teaching and healing ministry is made evident. In that ministry, I'm also in the outreach ministry where I do serve food, or I give away clothes. And if you would like to donate, feel free to call Pastor St. Mary 713-734-0395 for donations. I also receive donations, so I really appreciate.
And also, Pastor St. Mary is going to also be doing, she's going to be at the crusade that we have coming up in July. And she has offered to attend and give out clothes. You know, so if you know some people that are in need of clothing, this is the area that she is in. And so she's going to be there representing that in the crusade, as well as our health fair, which will be happening in probably August. But like I say, send me your email address, and I can send you a calendar of what My Gospel Soul will be doing. Now, the crusade is sponsored by my home church, my pastor Ricky Guidry of New Covenant Fellowship Church in the Houston area, 4513 Teton Street. That's off of Cullen, Houston, Texas, 77051. Any donations that you would like to make monetarily or water, we need water, monetary donations, because we can't act as though it does not take money to put these things together. It does. So any donation that God puts on your heart to fund the crusade, you can send it to 4513 Teton Street, Houston, Texas, 77051. And we will respond and let you know that we did receive it, and we're very grateful for your donation. You can also, if you would like to attend, you would like more information on Heal the Land Crusade, please email me at PastorJJackson@live.com. Now, we're getting ready to start our discussion. Our discussion today is Own Up to the Truth. Mm-hmm. Is someone accusing you of something and you keep denying it? What do I mean by that? As I said earlier, what I'm talking about is you really did it. You did it, but you've been lying all this time saying, nah, I didn't do it. I don't know why you would think I would do it. And you know you did it. You know you really did do it. So we want you to call in. You can confess that thing and get it off your chest. Finally. So this is the show for you. Own up to the truth. Did you get rid of something that you keep denying you got rid of? You went to your mother's house, got tired of that old hat she used to wear at church, and you threw it away. Own up to the truth. You know you did that, and your mother, she's looking for it. And you just watching her look for it. Come on, have a heart and let her know that you threw that hat away. We want you to know that this is a show where you can call and you can express yourself. We do not condone vulgar language. And I will tell you straight up, I will disconnect your call. If you call in cursing, you know, using vulgar language, we will disconnect your call. All right, okay. All right, Miss V, come on and talk to me about owning up to the truth. The Bible said it'll make you free. What you think about that?
Yes, own up to the truth. Oh, well, I have so many, Lady J. But no, I see, I'm own up to the truth already.
Come on, yes, share it with us. It's on the last one.
Yes, yes. Well, anyway, I'm just going to my husband up. My husband, he has a suit that he asked me how he looks in the suit. And I need to tell him that the suit is not happening. But anyway, ladies, I'm going to own up to it. I'm going to tell him tonight that said, darling, that suit is not the suit for you. Praise God. I'm just setting myself free here.
Now how does that feel?
How did that feel to let to tell
just
him that, you know, tonight to say that? Well, I feel good, and I had been holding. Yeah, I had been holding that, walking around with that for a minute, and I'm so glad that you you know, put that topic out there, because I really have been walking around with that, and he's not the only one that I have to own up to the truth about. But I really feel good when I say that. I really do. And I am tonight going to tell him about that suit.
Something. I'm on the other end of that, right? My
okay.
husband, he loves to tell me the straight up honest to goodness truth, whether I wanna hear it or not. I mean, I could put the puppy dog eyes on it, why you had to say that to me and why you had to say it like that. And you know, he said, I tell you, it's just like it, T.I. is, because if you walk out of here and you hear something different, you know, if you hear something different and I done lied to you, then you're going to be upset with me. So he tells me the straight up truth. And sometimes it's not easy to hear it.
No.
And I find that a lot of times when people say, tell me the truth, they really don't want you to. They really don't want you to. And they really think that you are not going to tell them the straight-up truth, because the truth is hard for people to handle, and it's also hard for people to say. Why do you think that is?
Why it's hard for them to tell the truth?
Yeah, why do you feel it's hard for people to express what they first might tell them to say? They always go to their second thought.
Well, Lady J, I really don't know. But we just give a second thought sometimes to the second voice, but I've always learned that the first voice is what we should go with, because that's to me, that first voice is God talking. But it's just that we just should, you know, just tell the truth. And it's much easier to tell the truth, because if you tell a lie, keep saying a lie over and over, you got to tell a lie, then you got to tell another lie to cover that lie. And we have to free ourselves from that. So we have to just straight up tell the truth. It's much easier.
I believe the backlash of it is more easier to take than it is if you lie, because when you lie, like you say, you got to come with another lie, then you got to come with another lie, and if you would have told the truth and just took whatever mean thing, because see, when a truth is told, especially to somebody who really can't handle the truth, like Jack Nicholson say, you can't handle the truth. Sometimes when you tell people the truth, it is hard for them to digest. May even change their relationship for a little amount of time with you, but they'll come back later and say, I know that you are my friend, and I know that you love me because you tell me the truth. If you've ever seen some TV shows, right, they've done that where the person that told them the honest truth, right, they may have fell out with them. Or they say, your husband cheating on you, or so-and-so cheating on you. And then before they know it, they go off. Now, they ain't coming to them with something that they did not see. This is what they really saw. And then they'll come back later on in the show, and you'll hear that person apologize because you told me the truth. The truth, when you find a friend that will tell you the truth, or a husband or a mate that will tell you the truth regardless of feelings, then you have a good friend. You have a good husband. You have a good wife. If you have somebody that will tell you the truth about yourself, because think about it, when it's crunch time, you're not going to go to that one that's going to sugarcoat everything for you. You only go to the one that sugarcoats things for you when you want your way. When you want your way, you're going to go to that one that's going to support you in your way. when you want the truth and you really want to change your life and you really want to break a habit, or you really, you'll go to that person that will really tell you what the real deal is. Like they say, the real deal, holy deal. That'll tell you, yes, you whatever it is. Yes, you steal, or yes, you have a bad attitude. Yes, it's hard for people to get along with you. You know, if you, when you got that friend that'll tell you, you know you was wrong for that. We all know that, because you know you was wrong for that. Now, when you have a friend that will say that to you, now you know you was wrong for going off on your husband like that. Or you know you was wrong for you know, going off on your wife like that. When you got a friend like that, that's the one that you need to keep. But that one that'll say, oh, I didn't like her no way. Because they are thinking more about their relationship with you than your happiness. So the truth is an awesome subject, you know, because it is not all, it's not, we say it's easy to tell it, but it's really not sometimes, because you get to looking at their face and they looking at you, and you get to sympathize, and then the devil say, go on, lie. Yeah. Go on, lie. Go on, tell her she was right for cussing out her husband. Go on, tell her she was right. You know, or sometimes when we take that silence, when we get silent, it's like condoning what happened. And we do that a lot. Have you ever experienced that, Pastor St. Mary, Lady V, Mama V? I want, the reason I call you all of them, because we got that side of us, that mother side of us, where we don't tell our children the truth. We want to sugarcoat, you know.
We got the
pastor side of us. Now that pastor side of us will tell you limb from limb, and tell you apart with that word of God, and let you know that your sins have separated you, you know. But in all things, we need to be truthful. So what would you like to say about that silence? I want you to talk about that silence, that sometimes when people say something, we get silent, or something happened, we get silent and just say, well, I ain't going to say nothing at all. That's not good all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead. When a person, when they tell us the truth and we get silent, that's what you're saying, no, Lady J?
No, when the truth needs to be told, but we get silent. Maybe we, like for example, well, something happened in my family, and a person called me to unload it, and the person was wrong what they were saying.
Uh-huh.
Instead of me taking the silent role, I spoke up. Now, if I wouldn't have said nothing, then she would have kept going in that lane. She was going full speed ahead in that lane. But because I stopped her and I said, "No, that's not right," then it helped her to avoid a wreck she was gonna have down the line.
Okay,
that's what I mean by that silence.
Okay, so one thing I have to say is that don't give a foothold to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give a foothold to the devil, because you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give no foothold to the devil, right? You know, just don't give into it. You know, say it in love and be done with it, but don't give the devil a foothold.
Yeah, because you're held accountable for what
right.
you say. And I believe I'd rather be held accountable for telling you the straight up truth than getting involved in mess, gossip, and lies.
Yeah.
And it's the thing when somebody bring your name up, what so-and-so said. See, some people, when they call you and they asking you for advice, and then they get you all upset with the person they upset with, then they go make up with the person that they were upset with, and you still over here, right? And then they done told that person everything you said. And then before you know it, they mad at you, can't stand you, and it's off of you responding out of your what? Out of your emotion, out of your feelings about the matter. You got to get, my husband tell me all the time, babe, you need to get them feelings out the way. And you need to say exactly what you mean and mean what you say. Because I'm serious. I'm a woman. When I love you, I love you. When I met Sister Pat and she hugged me and I fell in love. I fell in love with Sister Pat. I love Sister Pat. You know, and when I met, same thing with Pastor St. Mary. When I met her and hugged her, and see, I met her a while back in another church, and we met we met that one time, and I hadn't seen her in probably 6 months, and then the church that I came back to, she was there again. And see, things just don't happen.
Right.
Things just don't happen, you know. So, you know, but me and me and Miss V, we tell the truth to each other.
Yeah.
We tell the truth to each other, and that's how we keep our relationship.
Right.
You know, and just like today, I thank God for I thank God for my sister because when God gave me this radio broadcast, when I tell you a forerunner, a person that has been supportive ever since and on the air and calling in and me and her been promoting and doing what we do with this radio show, and we're seeing the increase.
Ah, oh,
and so on the subject today, own up to the truth. What can the truth? It says the truth. Okay, with the truth, don't you feel like you said freedom? So let's talk about the other side, bondage. Because see, you got freedom, and the flip side is bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to watch what you do and watch what you say. Like even in marriages, when the spouse is cheating. He got to lie and say he went to the grocery store. Then he come in the house, he ain't got no groceries, you know? And the wife, then he got to figure out a lie about that. Well, I got to the stoplight, got caught by a train, sat there for 2 hours. You know you lying? People been married for years and never will tell the other person, I'm unhappy. I am unhappy. No communication. And see, that's it right there, communication.
Yeah.
That communication. When communication is missing from a relationship, from a even business transaction, when when there is no communication, there's a problem. When there is no trust, there is a problem. Really, there's no relationship. Because everybody is watching their pockets. Everybody is watching each other. And then the whole point of the whole collaboration is just thrown away because nobody is honoring anything that they said. Deceit and lies only bring bondage. And you are tuning into My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. We have, and friends, we have a... Miss V on the line with us today. That's Pastor St. Mary. She comes in with the nuggets and everything, and she has been doing some promoting, getting us some sponsorship, getting us some places to do some promoting. So we giving a shout out to Jesus of Nazareth Church, the ministry, the outreach, and the pastor. And we thank God for her. And we also want to remind the people that coming up in Houston, Texas on, oh, it doesn't, well, I got a flyer, but they didn't give me, it doesn't have a date on it. But just keep in mind that the March of Dimes have a walk coming up, and I'm going to get back with everybody with more information on that walk. But right now, we're going to have a snippet of Live It For Real.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it.
And that was a snip from My Gospel Soul's CD, Live It For Real. That's what that was. And we're going to promote from time to time the CD. Like I said earlier, I have a talent search that I'm going to be participating in on April 18th. That's this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. Even if you don't want to participate, you can come and you can sit in the audience. They're going to be giving awesome door prizes and to the audience members, and it's just going to be a great show. Come out and support the local talent. Heal the Land Crusade is going to have a crusade coming up in July, and we're going to be emailing and text messaging and promoting. We're going to put the word out there. If you have anyone that you would like to hear over the radio, even if there's somebody that you want to give mad props to, we want you to email that information to PastorJ.Jackson, that's all lowercase, at live.com. If it's somebody that you want to celebrate on the air, we want you to email in your birthdays. We give birthday shout-outs here on My Gospel Soul. Email us birthdays, and we will announce your birthday on the air. Call in. Call in and say it over the air. We have people in their workplaces. I spoke with a woman today. She was excited to know that she could tune in to our radio blog online because she's at work most of the time. So she was excited. We have a lady in the running who sells Mary Kay. She's going to throw a listening party. In throwing a listening party, you win an ad on the My Gospel Soul website, which is in construction as we speak. So we have a lot of incentives. Later on in the year, we're going to be giving out shopping gift cards. We're going to be gift cards to different places. I mean, you've got to stay tuned because you don't want to miss these awesome prizes and gifts. So keep us on your mind, and when you're at work, remember you can always tune in to My Gospel Soul. Now, back, I got my friends on. I'm waiting on my friend, Sister Pat to let me know she's there. Are you there? Well, she's listening. She's not there. She's listening. Are you there? Yes, yeah, so we want to, when she's ready to come in, she'll come in. She'll say, I'm here. So,
again. I'm here, Pastor Jackson, but I'm driving and it gets a little noisy, so I put it on mute when I'm not saying anything. But if you can hear me, is the reception good? You hear all that background noise?
Yeah, I can hear the background noise, but.
Okay, well.
Give us a quick shout out.
Okay, I want to say good afternoon to everyone, and I think we have a great topic about the truth. And, you know, we're supposed to always tell the truth, because as you said, the Bible says, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You're free. You're not hindered by lies or deception, and that can burden you. It can cast a heavy burden on you. But one thing I wanted to say is when we do tell the truth, we have to temper it with grace. You know, we have to find a way to tell people the truth. My husband is like your husband. He going to tell it like a T.I. is, and he don't make no apologies about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I like that about him. because you don't ever have to wonder what's on his mind. He's going to always let you know what's on his mind. And he tells you the truth, and I appreciate that. And I believe in telling the truth, but I like to try to tell it to where it don't hurt so bad, because the truth can hurt you, you know. A lot
can.
Of people
yes,
are going to realize, you know, some of the things that they're doing. And when
yeah.
you tell them, you know, it's a shock to them. So,
yeah.
you know, you don't want to send them into a depression.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a shock to them when you tell the truth. And, you know, especially the family members, you know, it's hard for them to hear the truth sometimes. And that's when, and if you love them, you won't tell them the truth, you
yeah.
know. But I believe strongly in telling the truth, because Jesus did sugarcoat it. He was graceful in everything that he did, but he would tell the truth, especially to the Pharisees, because there are some people who believe in their own truth, not the truth, but their truth. And their truth, a lot of times, is not the truth at all. It's deception and lies.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like my husband, he loved his overalls. You know, he loved them. And sometimes they can get pretty ratty. You know, he'll want to pin up the straps when the buckles come off. And I want to tell him, honey, just throw them away, babe. Just go ahead and throw them away. And but he gonna try to. He used to try to get me to patch them up, you know. And I said, no, I'm not a thrower, because his mother would patch them up for him. He'd take them around there to her, and she'd patch them up for him, you know. So, but I am really happy about this topic that we're discussing today. And, you know, Pastor St. Mary, Lady B, how you doing today? I like that because my email is LadyP24KGold. See, I believe it.
Yeah.
I like the lady part, you know, because we're always supposed to. My grandmother used to call, well, baby, you have to carry yourself like a lady, you know. You can't be around here. Everybody is a woman, but it takes a special brand to be a lady. But I just appreciate you and your ministry. I was happy to hear about your ministry because I have clothes that I would like to donate, you know, to your ministry.
Oh,
because
praise God.
I'm going to get them together. I do taxes, and today is the last day. I was up to 2:30 this morning trying to complete taxes for people and transmit them, and it was just really busy, and so I had to wait till like after midnight to transmit. Mm-hmm. So I have one more to do when I get home, but after today, I call it free day, you know, release day. I'm released from that chore that I have to do, because I do them. Now, my ministry is I help people. I love to help people. And there are a lot of single mothers out there that, when they go to these tax places, these people really mess with them and overcharge them so much. So I do it. I get the programs, and I've been doing them for years, and I do them at a really, really cheap price for them because they need their money. You know, they're single with children, and they need every little dime they can get their hands on. So I do that. I also help young people get scholarships for school, and you know, anything in that area where I can help someone give information. I'm an information specialist, I call it. So
okay, if someone hears this, how would they get in contact with you?
Okay, I have an email address. They can email me at LadyP24KGold, G-O-L-D, at gmail.com. And they can email me there and let me know what, you know, what they're trying to get, what type of scholarships or, you know, I like to start when the kids are like in 10th grade because I can give them information that will help them obtain a scholarship because there are certain requirements, you know, like GPA, community service, and things of that nature. And I can let them know, you know, how important it is to maintain your GPA in order to get these scholarships because I have a database of over like 60,000 different available scholarships.
Lady P, hallelujah. We're gonna I want y'all to be looking for this show because I wanna do a show where you really is really centered on that. Because we have audience. A lady just mentioned that to me yesterday. She just mentioned that to me about scholarships, about the parents that need information. And she said that. She said right at sophomore, junior year, she said she said I need to have a show about that. So, you know, I ain't willing to pass up what I get a confirmation on. So so we want to schedule that show, and we'll get together and get that show down, and we'll promote it and let people know to be tuning in. More information with Pat on scholarship programs and even close to text time next year she'll be on the air and be able to talk to you about your taxes. Now we have 8 minutes remaining, and we want Sister Pat to give her email address one more time because we want to give out contact information right around in this time. So we'll start with Sister Pat to give her information again.
Okay, my email address is LadyP, L-A-D-Y-P, 24KGOLD, at gmail.com. And what I'll do is post my information on your website, also with the phone number that they mm-hmm. can contact me at. And and some other, you know, information websites they can go to obtain certain information. I'm very knowledgeable about social services and how they get social service, some of the requirements because they change over the years, and, you know, about Social Security, disability, SSI, about food stamps, AFDC, care for the Asian and the disabled, and Children Protective Services, all of that. I used to work in that field, so I have a lot of information about those things, United Way, and my daughter works for AIDS Foundation Houston, so... It's just I'll post that information on your website.
Okay. All right. And in order to get in contact with Pastor St. Mary, now we want you to go to the website, and I'm going to post the new website. It's a website that's centered strictly on my gospel. So, but if you want to get in contact with Lady V, that's Pastor St. Mary. We want you to email it to PastorJ.Jackson at live.com because if you email it, when we are sitting down doing our round table, we can go through the emails. And she will soon, next time we're on the air, she will have a email address for you to get in contact with her. And so is that okay, Lady V?
Yes, that's just fine.
So she will have her email set up and ready for her listeners by tomorrow. So, again, this is My Gospel Soul. With 5 minutes remaining, our call-in number is 347-826-9424. We want you to remember to stay true to your gospel soul. Now, we also want you to know that our show for tomorrow is about procrastination. Do you procrastinate? Do you put off for tomorrow what you can today? If this is you, this is your show. Do you always say, I'll get that later, I'll get to that, and it'll be 2 years down the line and you still haven't done it? Well, this is the show for you. Call in. And again, my friends will be on as well. And if they are not, you heard their contact information. We also want you to know how important it is to log in, to register at blogtalkradio.com/Janice Jackson. Go in and register and become a listener. Become chartered as a listener for My Gospel Soul. And also keep up with us on the website. I am on Twitter, and I am on Facebook and MySpace. So you can go on MySpace. You can hear archive shows that we have already done. And like I said, some of our shows may be done right on site. Those days that we have the shows right on site, you will not be able to call in. You'll not be able to call in because it'll be live. So we look forward to hearing from you. Now with 3 minutes remaining, we would also like to send out a prayer to my family. My uncle passed away yesterday. And so I want to send a prayer out to my family in that time of bereavement. I have my mom has already left to go to Atlanta, Texas. That's where I'm from. And she left this morning. And we just want to be in prayer for his children and that everything is handled. And, you know, and just pray because death is death in a family. You have to think about what people deal with during the death, especially the reason I say his children, because the children are real close to him. I was too, but I wasn't as close as his children. So the pain that they feel is deeper than the pain I feel. So that's why I want everybody to be praying for them, because you know it's hard on them right now. So we want to be praying for them. And also, I want to send a shout out to my sister, my twin sister. She went into premature labor, but God. And so she's sitting up in the hospital. She's eating good. Got a nice little room. I started to say, can I check in? Her room was so nice. So keep her in your prayers as well. And so we are down to the final seconds of the show. And we want you to remember to, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank my sister and friend, Sister Pat, for calling into the show today. I also want to thank my sister and friend, Pastor St. Mary, like they say, known also as Miss V. So we want to thank her for calling in as well and all the sponsorship that she's out promoting and trying to get for us. So, again, we want you to remember to stay true to your gospel soul.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh, yeah. My gospel soul. Real issues. Real people. What does your soul
bring in the news to your ears?
This is the place.
Love Talk Radio.